Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the long-standing firm of Edwards and Peabody came to an end yesterday when Abner couldn't agree with Lum's proposal to sell the store and use the money to enlarge the theater. And this disagreement finally resulted in Lum taking over full ownership of the theater and Abner becoming sole proprietor of the store. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is just entering.
Listen. Well, howdy, 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 howdy.
Well, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in here. You're just the feller I want to see.
I am,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Good. What'd you have in mind, a game of checkers?
No, I want to hire you.
I'll beat your pigeon-toed head off. Get out the board.
I told you, Grandpap, I didn't want to play checkers. I ain't got time for such as that no more. See, I own this whole store now, and I need somebody.
I know you own it. Get out the checkerboard.
I mean, I own it all by myself now. Me and Lon has owns all partnerships. And
oh, sassy fresh. You're always doing that. Get out the board and give me the blackens, and I'll show you some of the fanciest moves you ever seen. Pick them up from a drummer over at Dick's place.
Yeah, well, Grandpap, would you listen to me just a minute? I'm trying to tell you something, and
well,
it's serious.
Go ahead and tell it. Don't just stand there.
Oh, well, see, yesterday, why... Me and Lum got into an argument.
All right, Jiminy, I'll spot you two moves and still whip you.
Grandpap, stop interrupting me.
All right, go ahead.
See, Lum got the idea.
I won't interrupt you.
Lum got the idea.
Won't say a word.
Grandpap, hush up.
I'm hushed up.
Well, just stay that way for a minute now. See, Lum wanted to sell a store to raise money to make the picture show bigger, and I wouldn't sell, and, well, we got to arguing.
I wouldn't interrupt a fella when he's talking.
Oh, that's what you're doing right now. I'm trying to tell you that me and Lum got to arguing. It wound up to where he swapped me his half the store for my half the picture show, and now he owns all the
picture shows. Did you see Ernest MacMillan when he is home on a furlough?
For the land's sake.
It was just about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I know when it was, Grandpap. I seen Ernest myself right here in the store.
Well, sir, old man MacMillan got a hearing yesterday, I believe it was.
Grandpap, I ain't interested in that now.
You ain't, huh?
No, sir, I ain't.
Well, you know old man MacMillan.
I know him. I've known him for years.
Had running fits from eating parsnip.
Yeah, I know him. I know him. Know the old man. Well,
he got a hearing, and the boat that Ernest was on got shot at and sank.
I don't care. The boat was sank?
Yes, sir. Old MacMillan got a hearing.
Now, wait a minute. You mean Ernest, was he sank too?
No. He got rescued somewhere or other, but some of the boys wasn't.
Oh, my goodness alive.
It seems he was something peculiar about it too, Abner.
Something peculiar?
Yeah, this boat trip was supposed to be a secret.
Oh.
Surprise on the enemies, you know.
Yeah, sure.
They're going to slip up on
them. Yeah, naturally.
All right, Jiminy, the Japs had found out about it somehow or other and was waiting for them.
For the land.
They done it. They done it.
Well, how'd they find out about it,
Jiminy? Well, nobody knows exactly. You see, they...
Was it spies?
Yeah, more than likely.
Just about.
Them
hardies,
too.
Yeah.
They figure the spies might have picked it up from some innocent remarks somebody dropped.
Innocent remark.
Yeah. For instance, when Ernest was home now, he never told where he was going, but he did tell his mama about some special kind of training he was getting.
Special training?
Yeah, practicing how to land on some certain shoreline or something like that.
Well, law me, Grandpap, that wouldn't tell nobody where they was going.
No, but it could give the spies a hint, sort of.
A hint?
Yeah, so then they could take other innocent remarks that they'd picked up, like when certain kinds of landing ships are leaving, where they're headed for, and what kind of equipment they got. And they put all them remarks together like a jigsaw puzzle, and from that they could figure out pretty close what's going to happen.
Well, I do know. Wait a minute, old Grandpap. Now, Ezra's mama ain't no spy. I know that.
Ernest. Ernest Macmillan we're talking
about. Well, Ernest, his mama ain't no...
Well, what'd you call him Ezra for?
Well, I get him mixed up all the time with Ezra Seastrunk Jr. over there. They
don't
run around
look
together.
A thing alike, though, Abner.
I know they don't look alike, but they're together all the time, or what?
Ezra Jr.'s a little short, fat feller.
Well,
Ernest's a big, tall, gangling boy. You ought to know. Don't you know Ernest Macmillan?
I know both the boys well. I know them well. But I just get them mixed up all the time.
Well, I know good and well Ernest, Mama. Ain't no spy.
Well, I know she ain't neither. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No,
but it just goes to show how careful we gotta be. Now, she told that stuff about Ernest to the women at the ladies' aid meeting. And no telling where it went from there.
Oh, no, not the way that batch of women folks talks. No.
Best thing for us all to do is just not never repeat nothing we hear about military stuff.
Yeah.
Or we're liable to be helping the spies along without ever knowing it.
Fine, doggies, you know, she might have helped sink that ship that her own boy was on, you know.
That's
what?
Just about the way it could work out.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever you hear, just keep it to yourself.
Well, I know I ain't going to mention nothing. Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
Keep your lip buttoned up.
Hello.
You can go ahead and talk on the phone.
Got him down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
You don't have to keep your lip buttoned up now, Abner.
Mom? Oh, I don't know what the picture show is for tonight. You'll have to call Mr. Edwards over at the show. Well, I ain't connected with that outfit no more.
You ain't connected no more?
No, Mom, but I'm full owner of the Jot'em Down store now, so anytime you want some good groceries, why, just call on me. Yes, Mom. Yeah, all right, Miss Pomeroy. Not at all. Goodbye. Wish they'd quit calling me about that picture.
Well, wait a minute here, Abner. Why didn't you tell me you and Lum had split up from one another?
Why didn't I?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I've been trying to tell you ever since you come in the store.
You oughtn't to keep such things as that to yourself.
Well, I've done told you 4 or 5 times, Grandpa.
You know what, Abner? You're going to have to hire somebody here to help you around the store now.
Well, I know it. That's what I wanted to see
you
about.
Yes, sir. You'll need somebody to work for you. Now, let's see. Who can you get?
Well, I was aiming on trying to hire you, Grandpap.
Me?
Why, sure. Give you a good job here, Grandpap, just like you've always wanted.
Oh, well, I couldn't take such a job as this. I'm way yonder too busy.
Too busy?
Yeah, too busy.
You ain't got a thing to do but loaf around town all day long.
Well, now, don't forget I got to play the player pioneer every night except Sunday over there at Lum's Picture Show.
Well, that's of an evening, though. I said you don't have nothing to do in the daytime.
Why, I do done it, too. Got a mess of stuff to do.
Oh.
Keeps me hopping all day long.
Prattle, just name one thing that you have to do.
I have to rest up, don't I?
Rest?
Keep myself in good condition to play that player pioneer.
For the land's sakes.
Takes an uncommon amount of strength to pump them pedals of a night that way.
Why, law me, little Pearl could do that when she was just a kid of a young'un.
Not every night, though. Then I gotta practice my music lesson.
Music lesson?
Why, sure. If a feller's going to play a music instrument, he's got to practice. It ain't enough that he's got talents. He's got to practice all the time.
Well, you ain't sure enough playing, old Grandpap. You're just sitting there running off them rolls on that player pioneer.
Well, that takes practice to get them rolls in right.
Huh.
Change them fast, and in the dark, too. Don't forget there ain't hardly no light in that picture show.
You used to claim that you could do that blindfolded.
Well, yeah, but my eyes is in better condition then. I was younger in them days.
Oh, man.
And another thing, every afternoon I got to heat up a bucket of water and tote it clean into the parlor.
Bucket of hot water?
Well, warm water.
Huh?
See, I read an article in a magazine where they said Paderewski always soaked his hands in warm water forever he played a concert.
Who done that?
Paderewski.
I don't know him.
One of the greatest pioneer players that ever drawed breath, this article said.
Well,
and he always soaked his hands. Got his fingers good and flexible.
Well, Grandpap, just a minute. Now, you don't use your hands to play that player pioneer. It plays the keys all by itself.
I know, but I use my feet, don't I?
Your feet?
Yeah, pumping them pedals. So I soak my feet every day.
For the law of me.
Sure feels good, too. Ought to be home doing it right now.
Now, listen here, Grandpap. That's just a heap of husking shuckings, and you know it.
Instead of sitting here playing checkers. Oh, we ain't playing checkers.
I've got to have somebody help me here in the store the worst way now, and you're the only feller that can do it.
But I got to think about my music career.
Now, there ain't no reason in the world why you can't work here for me, Grandpap.
Abner, you don't need nobody. Lum will be back here inside of a week. Less than that, even, I bound.
He won't know such a thing. No, he won't. He's all wropped up in that picture show of his'n. And he's planned to open up a whole chain of picture shows in other towns, too.
Yeah, but I bound you he misses the store. He can't get along without that. When a feller's been in one pigeon-toed business as long as he has, he can't pick up... Well, I swan to goodness, look out, John. Speak about the devil.
Huh. Oh, my goodness, it's Lum. He's heading for the store here.
Why, sure. I told you he'd be back.
Oh, he's more likely just coming in to buy something. He's rich now, you know, all that money he's making to work the picture show.
Yeah, but I bound you he's aiming to ask if he can get back in partnerships with you.
Doggies, I wished he was, sorter. But I don't believe he will, Grandpap. Him and me runs off for good.
Now, don't be stubborn-headed.
We have.
When Lum gets in here, you come right out flat-footed and say you want him and you to join up together again. Tell him you knowed you made a big mistake.
Well, I don't know. I'll try to, but... Well, things are just different twixt me and him now, Grandpap. Tell you that, Lum, he just seems like a complete stranger to me.
Stranger?
Yes, sir, a stranger. Here, him and me's been working together for might now all our lives, you might say.
Fine, now, here he comes. Recollect what I told you.
Well, I'll try it.
Well, howdy, Lum. How's everything over at the picture show?
Oh, just fine, Grandpap, just fine.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Abner.
Hello, Mr. Peabody.
Howdy, Mr. Edwards.
Tell him, Abner.
It's a nice day, ain't it?
Yeah, awful nice day.
Well,
I reckon I'd better be going. Goodbye, Mr. Peabody.
Goodbye, Mr. Edwards.
Come along, Grandpap. I want to talk about some picture show business with you.
Yeah, I'm coming. Your fist don't beat anything I ever seen. See you later, Abner.
Yeah, all right, Grandpap. See you later.
What was you wanting to talk about, Lum?
Old business, different business stuff.
Well, like what, for instance?
Oh, nothing at all. I agree with Grandpap, there's a peculiar thing.
Peculiar?
Yeah, you wouldn't think that could happen after all the years him and me's been together.
What do you mean, Lum? What are you talking about?
Well, I went in the store there to talk about going back into partnerships with Abner, but... When I got in there face-to-face with him, it just seemed like I was talking to a stranger. A complete stranger. I could tell by the expression on his face he don't want to have a thing in the world to do with.